everybody, and welcome to another episode of Two-Headed Game Master. I'm Cosmo, the first head.
I'm Dane, the Ghost Rider head.
Two-Headed Game Master is a podcast about writing, designing, running, and playing role-playing games, where we discuss our favorite hobby, share our thoughts with you, and even play some games sometimes. But we're actually kind of doing none of that today. What are we doing today?
It's a little bit of a somber conversation. We're talking about burnouts. And then I burn out, you know, with my motorcycle and a flaming skull, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways. Ghost Rider. Yeah. No, burnouts. GM burnouts, role-playing burnouts.
Any sort of, I guess,
creative
and social, because it's kind of two things.
Yeah.
But we're not specifically talking about players or game masters. We're talking about just any sort of involvement in this hobby sometimes. I don't know. Sometimes Saturday session is coming up and you're like,
if we didn't?
Yeah. Not really feeling this. Not really ready for it. I don't know. We don't have a lot written. We got burnt out writing outlines. I guess, the whole podcast, too. That's one of the things.
Oh, yeah.
You could be burned out on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Several things. All kinds of burnout today. Yeah.
So first we're going to talk about some signs of burnout.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about some strategies for pulling yourself out of burnout, not falling into burnout. I don't know. You know, both.
Yeah.
So, signs, for example, writer's block.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, oh, fuck, we got to make some new outlines, and then we have, like, three mostly started.
Yeah.
But definitely not finished.
I'm not even... What even is this episode about?
I can talk about this for an hour. So writer's block, right? It's hard to... create stuff, or what you do create you don't feel good about. Like, you're like, oh man, I kind of just like, you know, phoned in that last encounter at the goblin camp because, like, I don't know, it's just like fucking goblins.
And there's a difference, I think, between, you know, a little bit of writer's block. Like, if you're game mastering, right, and you're like, I'm not sure what we're going to do today. You know, I forgot where we left off last week. I wasn't sure how, you know, I was going to continue from that, or I don't have an idea for this session. But you're still excited to, you know, come and do it. And you know, if you're any kind of game master, then you've got some
fallbacks,
some tricks up your sleeve, and some fallback ideas that you could, you know, pull together pretty quickly. And you know, sometimes that's fine. Sometimes a session can just be like, you know, here's a cool idea, you know, build a whole session around getting to and overcoming and
or a birthday
dealing
party
with the fallout of an encounter, or planning a birthday party for the, you know, other player characters. You can have a little bit of writer's block and just be like, I didn't have a good idea for today, but I'm still excited to rip it, so I'm gonna fall back on my improvisational toolkit, or some ideas that I've already written down that weren't fully formed. We'll just do one of those.
Right.
That's different from, like, I don't know what we're gonna do today, and
I don't wanna,
and I'm not feeling it. You know? Yeah.
So writers, not all writer's block is burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And not all burnout starts with writer's block or has writer's block as a point of symptom, sign, whatever, of burnout.
Yeah.
But they are commonly linked together, right? It's hard when you're not feeling so excited about something. It's hard to, like, give it your all, or, like, give it your good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of just like, oof. Those are the words you would use to describe burnout.
Yeah. Ugh. I just feel like, ugh. I don't know. Just, like, sometimes signs of it, like, you know exactly what it is when it happens.
Yeah.
And it might take you actually sitting down to do it and realizing, like, oh, I'm not fucking into this today.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling a little burnt out. And you know, it's okay, just like be a good sport and power through one, but then.
Then you got to do the next one.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you got to do the next one. So in between those two, you got to talk about it or figure something else out about it. And you know, you might find yourself just like, I still want to do it. You could have, you know, you could feel burned out as a game master, but not burnt out entirely with like role playing.
Right.
Like, I don't want to fucking run this today.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't want to run this for a while. You know, and we'll get to some stuff about this, but you know, maybe you just don't want to do the thing that you're doing.
Right. And like, so like wanting to work on something else and like, oh, well, I'm running this campaign and it's in like a classic fantasy, but like, man, all I can think about is drawn spaceships.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking into that right now.
Spaceships, man. And that, yeah, that just like, you know, being a little bit fixated on something else that can lead to burnout with the other thing where like, instead of coming with the right attitude and enjoying yourself and participating, you know, positively, constructively, you're like, ah, I wish I was doing something else. It's not, I would say, and we don't have any fucking credentials to talk about this. Burnout is not necessarily like depression, right? It's not like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm unhappy. I mean,
that's what my therapist says.
But you could still be fine with basically everything else going on. Just not feeling what's going on in your specific hobby right now, that sort of burnout.
And like, it's not something to like avoid at all costs. And like, this is not 10 ways to avoid burnout or
and try all of
six
these so
hacks
that you never
to,
burn out ever.
Six hacks to never burn out. That's not us. So it's probably going to happen at some point, and that is okay.
Yeah.
Because there are some things you can do about it, and they're pretty simple. It's a pretty bare outline.
It's a pretty simple outline. There's probably more stuff than we wrote down.
Yeah. So, switching things up, making changes.
I would say, before we get into this bullet point, let's say the first version of switch it up is, like, maybe take a break for a week. You know, go outside and stuff.
Yeah, touch some grass, nerds.
Take that time that you had set aside on like a, you know, Saturday for your session, or maybe you play on weekday nights after work. Fucking insane. Maybe don't. You know, maybe don't
take
for two
a week
weeks.
Off. Take a month off, or go, however frequent your sessions are.
Go throw a frisbee, or go. Go walk by a creek. Fucking, just, you know, something else. Just don't do it for a second. Do something else.
Right. And switch it up. Yeah, make a change of the routine. And whatever that, it can take many forms, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be, oh, switch genres. No, it can be as simple as going touching grass.
Yeah, and what's probably going to happen is if you, especially if you're the game master, if you're feeling this kind of negative way about the upcoming session, then there's a decent chance that's at least somewhat shared by your players, and if it's not, you're not going to help them by, you know, coming into it like, I gotta be here and I.
It's work now.
Yeah, gotta do it. You know, so even if,
I mean, they might appreciate
even if there's no, well, they, you know, they'll probably still appreciate your time and effort on the, you know, at the basic level.
Right, but
it's you're not doing anybody any
most
favors
fun
by
that you could
phoning
be
in a session because you feel like you got to, you know. And there's a decent chance that if you've been going nonstop for a while, if you've been consistently meeting for a number of weeks, whatever, then, you know, folks might appreciate a Saturday off.
Mm-hmm.
Off. Well, you know. And you don't all have to go do the same thing either. You don't have to go all on the same hike or go to the park together. Everyone can do their own thing, and that can be really refreshing for everybody.
Like, sleep in for once. Yeah. Ugh. Not my ass, though. I mean, I would love to, but just, like, gotta wake up. And when we're not role-playing and we're talking about it, I gotta wake up and do this podcast and
stuff.
Yeah,
that's true. We didn't role-play today, but we are recording today.
Yeah. So, switch up stuff. You can also switch up the game system and the GM. So let's talk about that.
Specific role-playing stuff you can do to shake a burnout a little bit.
All right, so new systems, and like it can be even just like doing a one-shot in a different system can be such a palate cleanser.
Yeah, it can feel really great. It can really knock the rust off of something that is that has been going for a while. And you'll think of things differently when you come back, especially if you switch the game system in addition to the setting or the characters or whatever. It's something more than just like, oh, we were playing space, now let's play swords.
It can lead to a lot of changes, like you pop into a new system, make new characters, and then all of a sudden two of your players realize, it's like, you know what? I actually don't like playing my character anymore. I'm going to make two new characters. And then, like, as game master, you got to be like, oh, two new characters, they're going to come in. Mm-hmm. So I got an idea for that, and I got an idea for this.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, kind of kickstarts...
something different.
Kickstarts something different.
Mm-hmm. And that... as an aside, that's a thing that you should always do if you're a player. If you're a little bored, you're feeling a little burnt out and uninspired by the thing, well, look at your character and decide, like, do I like this anymore? Maybe I want to fucking change it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want something different. And then tell your game master. Any game master should always listen to a player character who's like, I'm not loving this character. I want something different. Put it on the board.
Put it on the board, Cosmo. Preach.
And, you know, come up with a way to exit the first character, which we've talked about before, I swear to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even a whole episode about it.
We've definitely talked about
it. That, you know, you should come up with an exit for that character. Maybe it's funny, maybe they're just, you know, not there anymore, whatever. And bring in that new character, because why are you doing it if you're not?
Right.
Like, I don't like this character. I'm uninspired by this whole thing. Well, then you should be playing something else.
Yeah.
And your game master should always support you in that.
Right. So that's a call out to, I don't know. Game masters, listen to that. Even if, like, they're, I don't know, for example, you've been playing D&D for like 2 years and your characters are like now level 15 or something, some ridiculously high amount. And you're like, oh, I can't make a new character. I'm going to start at level 1 and everybody else is going to be level 15. And like, I put so much work into this character, but I really fucking hate him. I really hate them, but I can't change. I'm stuck. Wrong.
Yeah.
Game master, don't be a dick and be like, okay, well, let's make another level 15 character, and like they've also been fighting the big bad guy, but just like you haven't run into them in your previous adventures.
They were
doing
it differently over here. Their party died.
Yeah, and like, you know, you find that like your party comes together at a pub, and like they find a new character and a new friend who's the same power level. What's the point? Oh yeah, it's like you can make it work.
Yeah.
You don't have to stick with a bad character.
And you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
And by bad, I mean a character you don't like.
You know, we, in our previous episode, we talked about different like player character archetypes and stuff. You should maybe, you know, go through those, spend a session if you're like, I'm not really liking this. Spend a session and think, like, you know, can I center this character? Can I get back to, you know, what is cool about them somehow? But if you can't, tell your game master, and, you know, if they're any kind of cool, they should fucking let you shake it up. Another thing. So we've...
It's the name of our show.
It's the name of our show, Two-Headed Game Master. Since we started this, a lot later in life than I would have liked to have started it, but, you know, can't change the past. We should have got one of those fucking high schoolers to, like, show us when we were kids.
But it was scary.
It was... It felt inaccessible. But it also felt like I knew it would be fun. Like, I could see it. It was over there, and I knew it would be cool, and just, like, didn't know how, I didn't know what to ask. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to ask.
Yeah.
Who... There were maybe some older kids who, you know, could have helped us out, but, you know. Anyway, so we've been doing this with two game masters at least pretty much the entire time we've been doing it. But I think that gives us some authority to speak to this specifically. Nothing burns out a game master like being a forever game master and that becoming a thankless chore.
Yeah.
And if your party, if you're the game master and your party just expects you to show up and deliver them something every single fucking time, and, you know, maybe you have an arrangement where, you know, game master doesn't pay for drinks or snacks, that's probably not enough. The obligation and the pressure of delivering as a game master consistently can start to wear you down.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's fun to be a player. And if you're like, I would like it if someone else played, or someone else ran so I could play, and the party's like, oh no, I could never do what you do. Well, yes, you fucking could. It's so much easier than you think it is. Having another game master does so much for burnout. One, because as a game master, you get to take a break. And you get to do, you know, the other fun thing, which is to make a character and play in something like this. Someone else takes on the mental work of prepping sessions and doing the behind the scenes work, and bringing that then to the party is something that they get to interact with as opposed to presenting.
Mm-hmm.
But also, nothing gets me fired up about running adventures like, you know, playing in someone else's. When it's my turn to play, it takes me like two sessions of playing in one of Dane's campaigns for me to be like, I've got things that, like, I would like to do as a game master, and now I'm fucking excited for it to be my turn to game master again. It really helps. So having multiple game masters in your group, that fucking rules. It really helps with the idea of burnout, I think. And if you're not everyone has to run, right? But if nobody else wants to run, then I think there's something a little bit wrong with that table. If nobody else ever is willing to
get into it. Yeah, maybe not wants to, but, like, is willing to try it out and, like, to give their game master a break. Because, like, you know, I wouldn't say that role players are just like professional athletes. But
sports talk.
When, you know, there are subs. Sports teams have subs because even though, like, their number one player who does the best is, like, obviously the best player, right? They're the starter.
Mm-hmm.
But they need a break. And in order to, like, keep up that level of intensity and whatever, right, they need to be rested. And, like, you know, so you sub them out. Maybe, you know, you sub them out for a whole game next time or something, you know. Don't want to get too into the sports talk. But anyways, you know, some subs. It's very helpful, and, like, it's done all over the world. They're doing this all over the world.
They're doing it everywhere. Yeah. it rocks to have another game master in your table. It really feels good when you can switch that role. And you know, if the burnout hits hard, there's no law that says like you have to finish the campaign that you're running right now. You can put a bookmark in it and be like, hey, does someone else want to take over for a little bit, do something different, and then, you know, give me a couple months to do a little prep, a little thought about, you know, how I've kind of run dry in the thing I was running. And in the meantime, you know, be a player and let that experience really, you know, fire you back up about the whole thing.
Because being a player is actually a form of consuming media.
Oh.
Oh. How do you like that segue?
That was a pretty good segue. I mean, I might disagree with the definition of it, but...
Sure. I took my shot. Yeah, so, like, being a player, right, you, like, still get to maintain, like, muscles. You still keep warm, if you will.
Yeah.
So, like, you're involved in, like, the hobby, and, like, you're helping, you know, the game master create a story as a player, and, like, you're playing off other players, and just, you know, keeping all those brain juices, you know,
'cause you actively flowing and juicing. Contribute to it. And...
which will lead to... inspiration, like you're thinking about, like, oh man, okay, so like Cosmo did that encounter that way, it's like interesting, how would I do that, like if that was my encounter I'd be running, and then oops, I've made a whole encounter, are we doing this,
then you put that away, you put that over here, and you're like, all right, suddenly I'm working on something, suddenly you're developing, and you're not burnt out anymore, necessarily.
I mean, hopefully
it helps. Yeah. And then, other consuming other media. This is like the first thing we said. This is like Go Touch Grass, except a little bit more focused on the fantastical and the fictional settings and tropes that are kind of at the core of the role-playing experience, where, you know, like, why is the whole... like, why is D&D a thing anyway? From the beginning, like, who thought of this? Well, you know, because people thought that, like, swords and, you know, armor and, like, knights on horses and monsters in dungeons were cool. They'd read books about it and, you know, and, like, well, it would be cool to... have more of this, to play in a space where there is more of this, and to extend that to every other kind of game for space or Western or you know, whatever. So consuming media that got you excited about this stuff in the first place, that can help with burnout a little bit.
So like that would be stuff that you've already been exposed to. You've already consumed once or twice before. So I want to put this on the board.
Okay.
I think my recommendation for, you know, consuming media to help with burnout is to consume both old media, or like revisit something you've already consumed that you liked.
Yeah.
And
news.
Some new stuff.
Yeah.
Do both. Don't just do one, because they both can do different things, right? So like old media that you've listened to before, read before, been exposed to before, you're probably gonna think about it a little bit differently. It's going to make you think about different things, you know, this time around. Like, oh, it's been like, you know, 2 years since I, you know, read Lord of the Rings, which, you know, might be too long. I'm not saying it's too long, but like it could be too long. But you're probably a different, you know, person. You've gone through different things in the last 2 years, new things in the last 2 years. So when you read it again, it's going to hit you a little different, right? But you can still get that same, it's like, oh, man, when I was, you know, 15, it made me feel and think about this stuff. And, like, you know, oh man, that's changed, and then you just get your mind going.
Yeah. It's something I find myself doing constantly because I'm wanting to pick out ideas that I can use, or just like things that make me feel like excited or like, oh, this is cool. And because this is kind of like the main hobby thing that we do, I'm usually thinking of things in the context of like, how am I tying this back in? What cool idea here? How is this, how is this dramatic situation or this relationship dynamic? How can I learn from that so that I can do something cool with it in, a session that I'm running or to inform a character that I'm playing? Writing, new settings and coming up with campaign ideas. I'm almost always thinking of something like that in the back of my mind, no matter what media I'm consuming.
Well, we do have the sickness.
Yeah. But to in the context of burnout, to be a little bit deliberate about it and be like, well, I am doing this, so like what got me excited about this in the first place, and kind of like trace that back and revisit something that inspired you a while ago, and then be like, okay, so what are some things kind of related to that piece of media that maybe I haven't seen yet.
Right, because it's good to go back to, for all those things that we just said. But you don't want to just live in that, like, warm, fuzzy nostalgia. Like, these are all the books that I liked as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, these are everything that got me excited about it. You don't want to just live in that, lukewarm bath. That went to a dark place. I was going to say, while you're bleeding out. Woo!
If you're going to do it in a bath, you want the water to be hot so you don't feel it.
So, yes, the thing that I was saying was don't stay in, the old media. It can be useful. It can be good to go back and revisit stuff that you were excited for.
Especially the further away you get from it.
Mm-hmm.
The further away you get from it, the more like something new it actually is. If it's been 10 years since you've, watched something or read something cool that, propelled you into liking something, but you haven't gone back to it in that long, that's almost like consuming something new. But there is still an element of familiarity with it.
Right. But especially now with, like, the internet and the ease of information and, like, things like Libo.
Libro FM,
where great audiobook selection, and you can algorithm your way. I liked Redwall books, and then you can just boom, three clicks later, you're seeing something you've never seen before. You've
departed from, well, this is the entire Redwall series, but what's related to? Pick a title in that.
Yeah.
Related titles, and suddenly you're in other stuff, and you're like, oh, here's a fantasy series I have not seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read this. That going specifically to find that. And really, I don't know how universal this is, because maybe the sickness, as you said, it doesn't, I don't know, maybe it doesn't work this way for everybody else, but this is really, critical for me when I'm, coming up with stuff, like when I was working on the outline and the notes and stuff for the space campaign that I'm running right now, I was rewatching Firefly at the same time that I was, writing my notes, my basic notes for it, and then when I finished that, I was looking at other stuff, and then I got on to some Star Trek shows that I'd never seen. I don't know if you know this. There's 40 different Star Trek shows. There used to be only two. Now there's a million, and I've seen basically zero of them. And all of that was in service of, like, I'm feeling space right now. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling space adventure, cruise on spaceships. I also was re-listening to The Expanse. So that and Firefly was revisiting old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not old, but, like, well, Firefly's pretty old now. But revisiting stuff that I was familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, well, I finished Firefly. I need a new space show because I just want a space show on the TV while I'm writing my campaign outline ideas. And, you know, if you keep clicking down that list of, like, related titles, you'll find things that you haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And one of them is probably going to be at least worth having on.
Not all of them are going to be bangers.
Yeah.
But, like, then at least you know what you don't want, and you can be like, okay, well, I don't want that in my game. Boom. Mm-hmm. That helps. That's one step closer. Yeah,
even that. You watch two episodes of something, you're like, not feeling this, and I know that I don't want anything like this in the thing that I'm working on. Or, you know, none of these characters are interesting if you're a player. I don't think players do it this way, mostly. Because not every player is a game master also. I think any player could be a game master, but a lot of them, you know, would rather not and are comfortable and would prefer to stay in the role of, like, participant, but not, you know, running.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
But wait, you were saying that they don't look at media
that
way?
Well, I think maybe, just maybe not everyone does. Thing. Like
I guess
we're talking about
player
consuming media in a specific, like, use case that probably doesn't apply to very many people.
Like, if you're a player who's feeling burnout, probably not super helpful to
because if you were thinking about it that way you would end up with a campaign you wanted to run, but
and, like, it would be hard to I guess I could. Classic duetic game master. We say one thing and then we immediately say why it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could give you, like, character inspiration, be like, oh man, you know, like Indiana Jones, that's my kind of guy. I'm gonna play more like Indiana Jones next time.
Yeah. But I think that might be incidental. Like, if you're just a player, which is, you know,
it's not
a bad thing to be. But if you're just a player and you're like, oh, Indiana Jones is cool, I'll be like that with my character. Mm. That's probably about as much as you think about it. And then you just finish watching Indiana Jones.
As opposed to Crystal Skull.
Like, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
We had to specify which movie we were watching. Yeah, I agree.
I don't think we've litigated that on this show. Not a joke, I think that's a good movie. I like it. I think it fits.
I think it's the second best Indiana Jones movie.
I think it dumpsters all over Temple of Doom. And even though Raiders is, like, fun and iconic, Raiders is a movie where, like, not very much actually happens.
I think it edges out Raiders.
And if Indiana, and I know this is kind of like a tired thing and people have litigated this on the internet before, but, like, the Nazis opened the chest and then God killed them.
Mm-hmm.
So whether Indiana Jones was there or not, God would have still killed the Nazis.
Yeah. He didn't do anything. I think it's Last Crusade.
Last Crusade fucking rules.
Kingdom of the
Crystal Skull I think is awesome.
By
and Shia LaBeouf is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And just cool stuff happens in that movie, and it's got the silly retro vibes, and then Raiders is also great, and then Temple of Doom I don't enjoy very much at all.
Whatever the other one was.
It had
Phoebe Waller-Bridge's. Yeah,
she's wonderful, but, like, she couldn't save that movie. Whatever.
Anywho.
The last thing I think, and this is probably the end of this episode.
I mean, we got so burnt out talking about burnout
that
we started talking about Indiana Jones.
Some of the first things we said were like, you know, go touch grass. Go touch grass about it if you're not feeling it. The last thing that I guess I want to say is that if that doesn't do it, in if you take 1 week off and you're still like, eh, I'm not feeling it, then keep doing that as opposed to coming back. I think, like, bad role-playing where, you know, the game master or more than one player is would rather be doing something else, mm-hmm. that's worse than no role-playing. So probably just take a break until everyone's fucking feeling it again.
Yeah.
Don't force a bad session just to have a session.
It's like,
you know,
having a good time on the weekend and then, oh fuck, I gotta go back to work on Monday. I could really use another weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, with role-playing, sad. I was gonna say, luckily with role-playing, nobody's paying you to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's true.
That increases the incentive, or like lessens the loss, I guess, of you not doing it.
Right. Yeah. So like,
if you don't do it, you're losing
money. Yeah.
And if you don't force it and get together to do a bad session where nobody's having a good time, well, then you've actually gained something if you don't mm-hmm. do that one. If you skip that week. Because you've gained that time to do something else with it. And even if you spend that time feeling burnt out, you're still not forcing anything.
I do want to reiterate that this is burnout, which we are not, you know, actually, like, we don't have any special degrees or knowledge about burnout. It's a term that we have just kind of come to understand.
We really are talking about burnout in the context of engaging with a hobby, and specifically the hobby of playing pretend.
Right. So, like, if you just don't like where the story is at right now and be like, ugh, well, we got to do this bullshit town session because we went back to town and now I have to play 6 different vendors. That's something you can just get through, and then the next time it will probably be better.
Right.
Right? So, like, just because you don't want, you know, you're not feeling it doesn't mean it's burnout. So, like, I just wanted to say, keeping up the regularity of your meetings and, like, you know, the habit and, like, people setting time aside to roleplay, keeping that momentum
certainly
is important.
Still value in that. Because, yeah, if you're like, I'm really not, you know, feeling it this week, and that spirals into, like, 3 weeks, well, you might have a hard time getting everybody back.
Right. Which maybe it is because of burnout. And, like, that's why you're going to have a hard time getting people back, is because they're just burnt out on...
If everyone is,
the campaign. Right? So, it's all, you know, like a rubber band ball all messed up and touching each other.
Mm-hmm. D-ball those bands. There's not much to... Recap.
We talked about burnout. We talked about what that looks like for, like, us, and, like, how we kind of deal with that, and hopefully sharing our experience has helped you, like, realize for yourself, or, like, you know, given you some ideas about what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you also feel the same way as us, and if none of those things, I hope it was slightly entertaining. We did talk about Indiana Jones there for a bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You got... I'm sure people going to disagree with our rankings.
But I would
comments.
I would really challenge anyone who thinks Crystal Skull is a bad movie to rewatch fucking Temple of Doom and fucking come at me. It's a good movie. I'll die on that hill. All right. That'll about do it. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. If you like our stuff, head on over to 2hgm.com, where the first thing you'll see is a banner ad for Afterlife, available over on DriveThruRPG. Original sci-fi fantasy post-apocalypse role-playing. Print version available. Buy the print. Get the PDF for free. Give the PDF to your players. Use the physical book to run the game. That's our vision.
Or just send the PDF to all your Game Master friends.
Yeah.
And at say, least hey, they're playing
this,
it.
Run this for me.
We love it.
the link to our Patreon also on the website. You get to hang out with us on Discord, interact with us directly, possibly participate in episodes, certainly suggest episode ideas, mm-hmm. Things you want to hear. We'll talk on the Discord with folks, and yeah, that's the surest way to find yourself on an episode with us as well.
Yes.
Because, well, honestly, we'd just like to talk about this stuff, and if someone wants to come in and...
Yeah.
And like, hey, I got something to talk about, we'll probably put you on the show. Also, you get to do the live play stuff. You get to hear it live as it's recording, which can... is a little bit different than the final recorded product.
Yeah.
With some more bullshit, and you get to heckle us in real time.
The Zach Schneider cuts, if you will, that make it twice as long.
Yep. You get to hear us pausing, but we don't pause the Discord call while we get drinks and snacks and stuff and go pee. Check out the Patreon. Could be fun. Thank you to the Burning Saviors for the use of the song Pond Hill is Finest as the intro and outro to our show. We'll see y'all on the next one.
See y'all on the next one.